Saturday, July 10th from 8 to 10 a.m. at Riverside Elementary School. The Pfizer vaccine will be administered to anyone 12 and older. Walk-ups are welcome, but appointments can be scheduled online at publichealth.lyoncounty.org. Anyone who gets vaccinated will receive a $10 Main Street gift certificate and be entered into their grand prize drawing. COVID-19 testing will also be offered during the clinic. Anyone who gets tested will receive a $20 gift certificate. Stay healthy with the help of Flint Hills Community Health Center. KBOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM live and local. Newsmaker 2 time on this Thursday, and we say good morning to David Trailer Zoo Outreach Coordinator Delia Sutton. How are you today, Delia?
I'm doing good. How about you?
We're doing well.
Doing well. And it sounds like you have just a few slots left here for Zoo Camp coming up here this month.
Yeah. We have our Zoo Camp coming up this month. We take about 32 kids, so we just have a few slots left. This year it is during July 12th through the 16th, so it's a full week. It is, however, just in the morning from 9 till about 12 p.m. Each year we alternate a theme, and this year's theme is all about habitats. So we will go through each day and talk about a different habitat throughout the week, kind of as a theme each day. And during that time, then the kids will be building a prairie dog town, and then doing a little skit at the end of the week for parents or guardians. So that's always a popular one.
Indeed. What type of habitats are you going to be touching base on here through Zoo Camp here coming up this month?
Yeah, so we talk about grasslands, we'll talk about deserts, the wetlands, the woodlands. Those are the main ones that we'll cover, but then we'll also each day kind of go in what makes a habitat, you know, what do animals need, what could they be. So like I said, each day we'll have kind of a theme, and the campers will be put into four different groups, and throughout the day, that morning, they will actually rotate through a couple of what we call basically stations. And each one of those stations is either like a zoo activity or a science activity or like an arts and crafts activity. Then we'll also have games to play. We'll have snacks. So it's just a fun week, I think.
Indeed. Talk about the prairie dog skit. Got to ask you about that, how that's going to lay out.
So the prairie dog skit basically starts to take over the classroom pretty much the week before. A lot of the volunteers that we have are docents and or they are retired teachers. One of them is Jan Trailer, and she comes in the week before, and we start kind of putting together the skeleton of the prairie dog town. So we remove all of the tables, everything, and it, like I said, pretty much takes up the whole classroom. It's made out of boxes, and then throughout the week, the kids will actually help put the covers on it and decorate it a little bit. Then they will also be making sock puppets. So each camper is going to have their own sock puppet. It could be a prairie dog. It could be a bald eagle. It could be a snake. It could be anything that you might find in a prairie dog town, predator or prey. And then they just kind of go through a skit, you know, where they pop up out of the holes in the prairie dog towns and fly above. And it's just a lot of fun watching them put that together. Not only just the skit, but also the town itself and the sock puppets.
Sounds good. Again, Delia Sutton joining us with the David Trailer Zoo with Zoo Camp coming up here in really just a matter of a couple of weeks. How can folks get a slot here for their kiddos if they're interested?
Yep. So it is for children that have completed either third or fourth grade already. So those that are going into fourth and or fifth grade. So it is limited in the age. All they need to do is contact us here at the office. And they can come in or they can call. There is a fee associated with it. It's $35 if you are a EFOS member, so if you are a member of the Emporia Friends of the Zoo. If you are not, then the fee is $45.
There you go. We're visiting with Delia Sutton, talking about Zoo Camp at the David Trailer Zoo coming up the 12th through the 16th of July, just a few slots remaining for that. And
You know, we have visited with you and members of the zoo quite a few times here recently, and I know you guys are beyond excited to be able to do things face-to-face again.
Oh, you have no clue. Yes, especially when it comes to the education side of it, too. You know, it's great that we have the technology available that we had during COVID so that we could still have some outreach and education programs, but nothing beats being able to see community members, like the children, at school, the teachers, everybody in person, you know. And I think I definitely missed it. I think our ambassador animals missed going out and doing things. We finally have started going out and going back to some of our organizations that we did outreach with before, and so that's been great. You know, we still do have some limitations on what we can bring out and what we can do during those presentations, but it just feels so good to finally be getting out again and seeing people come back into the classroom. I think now that we finally have Zoo Road open, we have seen an increase of visitors here in the classroom because you can just walk from the zoo back up to the classroom like you could before. So that's been lovely. The classroom's open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 until 4 to anybody that wants to come in.
And Dahlia, too, one of the things that, I think a lot of people can hear is, you know, the fact that activities like this with the zoo camp, they allow you to be creative, and you're letting your creativity go as much as the kids are when they come in here and coming up and starting in July.
Yes. So, like I said, we've got a lot of fun activities. It's fun seeing the kids, you know, really throw themselves into it. Each one of the activities, it kind of allows for a little bit of individuality on how they want to do things. You know, our games are the same that we'll have during breaks and snacks, so that's good, too. We want to really promote that.
Okay. Remind folks again the dates and how folks can get involved here with Zoo Camp with the limited amount of space that you got left.
Mm-hmm. So Zoo Camp, again, is from July 12th through the 16th, so it is 5 days. It's from 9 in the morning until 12 in the afternoon, at noon. If you are an EFOS member, it is $35. If you are a non-EFOS member, it is $45. It is for children that have completed the third and or fourth grade, so those going into fourth or fifth grade in the fall. All you have to do is come and stop by the office and or call the office at 341-4365, and we will get you signed up.
Sounds good. Dahlia, thanks so much. Best of luck in getting those slots filled, and you'll have a lot of happy zoo campers here by the time you're all done.
I think so. Well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dahlia. Have a great day.
You too.
Dahlia Sutton joining us again to wrap up our Newsmaker 2 segment here. It's now 8:30 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Don't forget, What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton comes your way starting at 8:20 tomorrow right here on KVOE.
There you go. That's a lot of fun. That is a lot of fun, zoo camps. I know the kids look forward to it, and I know the kids look forward to it, but I also know that the parents look forward to it, and to be able to do things in person again.
Right.
Everybody's been looking forward to that. So
absolutely.
Right? We all have been looking forward to that. So good stuff right there. Absolutely. All right. Catch your breath. Do some headlines here in a moment, Chuck.
All right. That'll work for me.
All right. 831 KVOE. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. Our Newsmaker, brought to you by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home, Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th Avenue. Call 342-4864. Sports headlines up before the hour is out. Local headlines, 3 minutes away, but right now the latest national and world headlines from ABC News.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden heading to Surfside, Florida to meet with families and first responders.